Yeah, I mean, one of the things that just struck me, because I've been working with the idea of time a bit, so past, present, and future, and I was struck by the illustration of something given in the past for the future. So yeah, so you know that experience that was shared, the gift. So it just kind of reminded me about how you know what we receive. It's like sometimes the gifts we receive out of the word aren't necessarily for now in terms of how we can't see their relationship to things that are going on now, but that they can be provision for something to develop so that we're equipped for something down the track. I mean, that's something we used to talk a bit about, probably a bit more often in LP, how it's important just to work with what the word offers you because you don't know who it's for necessarily or when it is for, but it's important that it's worked with. So having that relationship and trust that the text offers what's needed from a much higher perspective than what we can have ourselves. So, and I thought that was a nice kind of illustration of that.